Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, may I have your attention, please? Step right up and join us inside for a spectacle of legendary magnitude. Tonight, we have for your listening pleasure two of RAWF's living legends who will put on a show like you have never heard before. If I may draw your attention right now to the center ring, we have Lord Amadeus and the master of the Midnight Hobo himself, Shifty the Drunken Clown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Almost as bad as I did when you were still here.
Just go to another commercial.
Edition of RAWF Happy Hours. I am Lord Amadeus, President and CEO of RAWF Happy Hours. My regular co-host, Shifty the Drunken Clown, out due to injury. He is in the hospital due to an injury sustained at the hands of Rome at Radical Sacrifices this past week. So I have a new co-host tonight, or at least a temporary co-host, and that would be...
Bartender, I really did it this time. Broke my parole to have a good time. When I got home, it was 6 a.m. The door was locked, so I kicked it in. She was tripping on the bills. I think she was high on some pills. To the yard. Then she called me a bum and slapped me real hard. And in my drunken in stupor. I did what I should have never done. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She broke my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the key to her fucking car and crashed that piece of shit and then stepped away.
Hear me? If you can hear me, type that you can hear me. Please. If you can hear us, type that. All right. Well, if you didn't know by the music, it's your boy, Terrell, the motherfucking Troop Johnson, a.k.a. Mr. Unfuckwittable, a.k.a. your favorite wrestler wouldn't have shit to say unless I said it first. It is what it is, people. Let's get it in. How the hell y'all doing this evening? Don't know what happened to Lord Amadeus. He probably ran out of hair products, so he ran to Walmart real quick. That's cool. We got some shit planned for y'all this evening. Go over the last pay-per-view, which was the shit, because I won, I won my match live on air. Awesome. Also, some other titles stay where they were at. Morgan kept his title, but we're going to move on from that. Some other shit happened, but we having fun. I don't control the board, so if you're waiting in to get on the radio right now, fuck you, kill yourself, it'll be all right. Let's see what happens to Lord Amadeus real quick. Or see if we can find Susie. Hopefully, Lord Amadeus isn't turned into Mom or whatever the hell he turns into. So, everybody out there, what's going on? What's the topic? What's getting on people's nerves tonight? That Rowdy got booted? Did anybody see Rowdy get booted? He was here. But he's not here. Has anybody seen Rowdy? Somebody go get Rowdy. I want to have fun with Rowdy. Susie, go get Rowdy. I know he's your best friend. Where's Rowdy at? I don't have control of the board. Susie, you need to get in there and get on the board so you can let the people in. I know there's about 500 million people want to get on the air right now since I'm here. So go ahead and please get on the boards there so you can let some people on. Or I can just sit here and run my mouth. It doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter at all. Ooh, big news for The Vicious Truth coming up after this show, 30 minutes after this show, The Vicious Truth, with yours truly. Some cool things happening. You know, normally I don't align myself with any one wrestling organization here on WU because we like to be independent of the WU, but when friends ask you to do shit, you do it. And when one of those friends is a super threat, you got to do it because she might do a drive-by in your house. Shout out to Living Dead Girl Queen Cephas, a.k.a. Super Crip. I see Addiction out there, Angel Mouth out there. Where your man at, Angel? Don't really know who Brianna Bedlam is. She should call in so I can know who she is. I hope that's a she. Big Daddy Demented. And, yes, I am doing Tank's job. Tank, if you don't like it, call in. Judgment out there. I'm skipping around a bunch of people. Don't get pissed off. Psycho Girls out there. King Outlaw's out there. What's up, King Outlaw? Let's see. Who else is out there that's worth me mentioning? I can't never say her name right, but Sibeli. Sibeli. Yeah, her. She's out there. I am the CSWS radio host. So let's talk about something. Since we got time. I know this is happy hours, but we're going to do a little Vicious Truth shit here tonight. Is that okay? We're going to do it anyway. What's with all the constantly bitching about title shots and you're not getting none and you're not getting the respect you deserve? And then GMs go into the scenes and stuff and say, you ain't posted shit since Moses was in high school. How can you legitimately and with any validity say, hey, I deserve a title shot. Well, you ain't done shit. Yeah, you won a couple dark matches. Good for you. 2-0 in your round robins. Great for you. But you ain't done shit. We didn't even know you won a title shot. We didn't even know you was thinking about a title shot until you came in there bitching. You ain't cut not one promo. How many wrestlers do you know, since we, you know, emulate real wrestling here, how many wrestlers do you know get title shots and shit without cutting a fucking promo? I don't know any. If anybody knows one, let me know. I mean, I know Goldberg didn't say much, you know, but that was his promo, not saying much and whipping a whole bunch of people's asses. I'm just saying, y'all got to step your game up. It's not that hard to cut a promo. Here, I'll help you. You type in, walks into the locker room, and then you start tearing shit up. Spit at the champ's locker. You know, piss on some stuff. And then you get a title shot, or at least a good match. I'm just saying. I think I hit the boss. Is that you?
Yes. Hopefully, it's been going in and out. I'm probably going to drop again here in a few minutes. I'm assuming unless it's finally stopped, we'll see. But yeah, I apologize, folks. Having some technical difficulties on my end. Hopefully it'll stop. If not, well then, it's Truth Show tonight.
Well, I took it a little business truth there for a minute, man. Go ahead. We get back to our normally scheduled programming of being happy. I replaced all the hobo in the refrigerator with some Walmart wine. Y'all can thank me later.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, last week at Radical Sacrifices, we had one hell of a card, one violent card, actually, as several people went to the hospital. Including my co-host Shifty the Drunken Clown. After losing to Utrell, he got beat up by Rome out in the chat, and he is now in the hospital. So, but congratulations to you.
I wouldn't call that a beating. It was Rome's way of saying hello. That's all.
is that what it is? Okay, fair enough. But you are, of course, the new Platinum Dragon Champion in RAWF. Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
Mordred Nightwalker retained the World Heavyweight Championship against Drifty McHalfpint, so Mordred is still the World Heavyweight Champion. Lincoln Hunt defeated John Taylor to become the new National Champion. Tank Girl, the ever-popular and wonderful Tank Girl, defeated the Cougar Mrs. Hayne to become the new Estrogen Champion. And in a match that was very highly controversial and very extremely controversial and, well, kind of want to go into we'll go into details later, but King Outlaw defeated Judgment to become the new men's champion. Mr. Now Now is still Foo Bar City champion after defeating Destiny of Death.
Whoa. What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Mr. Now Now? It's either Nunu or Now Now or No No. I'm not sure. It's N-O-U-N-O-U.
Oh, try harder. Please try harder. Oh, my God.
But he is the Foo Bar City champion. Midnight Hobo Championship, Prince of Wales defeated Jasmine Just Ice. Realm defeated Shell Kneebreaker and Minifee to retain his Triple Crown Championship. And then there was the Caged Weapons match between Crushing Kelly and Savelli, which I got to oversee and officiate. And that was a bloody affair, to say the least. If you haven't seen it, you might want to go look at it, folks. I'll get the link up in a little bit, but... Yeah, that was...
Oh, shit.
That was a good match. But, now, my rankings board is... Or my soundboard is going a little slow here. I'm trying to bring up the music because it is time for the final October rankings. And truth, here's the thing. You're not going to believe who gets the number one contender shot tomorrow. I think I told you earlier. It's either going to make you laugh.
If it's not me, I'm going to do a whole lot of cursing. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to find you're going to do some cursing. You're probably going to, and you're either going to laugh or cry because this has got to be an upset, to say the least. And as soon as I bring it, get the rankings music up. If there's anybody on the soundboard, please find the rankings music. Hold on. I do love... Well, it appears my internet's stabilized. At the very least. For the moment.
Okay.
Because usually it would have booted me by now.
Well, get to spamming, people. Stop being lazy.
There we go.
Hey, man.
There we go. That's better. Wow. I don't know why Shifty keeps that darn thing up so loud. Okay.
It's because he came here, so Candy's always screaming at him in his ear and shit. He's going deaf.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here is your final top 20 for the month of October in RAWF. Number 20, Missy Nightwalker. At number 19 is Sibeli Ophis. At number 18 is Bestige. At number 17 is Minifee. Number 16, Leia Dreamwolf. At number 15, Crushing Kelly. Oh, my goodness. Number 14, the national champion Lincoln Hunt. At number 13 is the estrogen champion Tank Girl. Number 12 is Drifty McHalfpint. At number 11, Nasty Norman. At number 10, Jasmine Just Ice. At number 9, the Triple Crown Champion Realm. At number 8 is Abby Hain. Number 7, the world's tallest midget, Pebs. At number 6, the Platinum Dragon Champion, Terrell the Truth Johnson. So you didn't quite make it up there, Terrell. At number 5, my lovely and talented wife, Shell Kneebreaker. At number 4, I'm sorry, at number 3 is Aggie, the Clown Prince of Hell, or Business Clown, or whatever he's calling himself these days. So, okay, I'm sorry, that was number 4. So, I'm going to tell you who number 1 is. I'm going to skip ahead and tell you that, well, Mordrin Nightwalker, the World Heavyweight Champion, is number 1 again. Which means number 2 and 3 get to go into the... Hello?
I'm listening.
Okay, good. Well, the music ended and I was afraid my internet dropped again, so I'm going to be... I'm going to be worried about that. And, of course, now the studio decides to take its time reloading because, for some reason, it took me to the past page. But, okay. Getting back to the topic, Mordred's number 1. I have to decide what to do about that because when the World Heavyweight Champion is number 1, last month I gave him an automatic rematch. I don't know if I want to give him 2, so we're going to have to see what happens. But here is number two and number three, the two people that will fight tomorrow on Superstars for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship at next month's Graveyard Smash. Number two is John the Ferocious Grappler Taylor. Okay, we can turn off the... Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay. You trying to keep us in suspense or what? Alright, so he made a misstatement. So number two was Terrell Truth Johnson, and he's going to be fighting John versus Grappler Taylor tomorrow. It's all good. I'll take care of that for you. Not a problem.
Where did LA go? LA disappears when I pop up.
Oh, shit. It's Tank Girl. What's up, Tanky?
Not too much. How's it going, man?
You know, it's hard being Legacy and a champion, but we do it well.
Yeah, I'm Legacy and a champion.
I'm just saying.
Multi-champion.
You know, while we wait for the man with the golden locks to come back, why don't you go ahead and do your job real quick?
All right. I think you did a fine job, but if you want me to do it again, that's cool. All right. You know who's on air, I don't have to tell you. But in the chat, we have Addiction, the biggest shit disturber ever, Angel Man of Bedlam, Caden Steele, how you doing, fucker? Sibley Ovis, D'Angelo Dean of Obscene, where's your wife? Diamond Diva, Drifty the Shrunken Clown, where, yeah, somebody get him some cookies and milk, please. Come on, you're no fun, no cookies for you. We got Hollywood, Rick Brutal, my son Jonathan the Grappler Taylor, Judgment, my daughter-in-law Leia Dreamwolf, well, they're not married yet, but you know. Anyways, Psycho Girl, how you doing, sweetie girl? Boss Lady herself, Sexy Susie the Elf McHaggis, and the Legendary King Outlaw, and somebody called Wreck Lesson. Okay. Whatever.
Oh. Alrighty.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of people's names tonight. Not my show. So I think as far as cross brand pay per views go, that was a pretty good one. That was not bad at all. Not bad at all. We had some matches live on the air. We had some good back and forth going on. You know, wasn't a whole lot of dead space. You know, or dead air. I'm sorry. It's pretty good. What do you think?
I'm doing good, man. It's doing well.
So other than that, I know he was coming in to say the number contender. So we'll wait for Lord Amadeus to get back to do that. But since I've taken over Happy Hours for a little bit of time, I'm going to get back on my soapbox real quick and start talking shit about people.
Good.
Which is what I do. I see that I will have Rowdy Harrison, I think, on my show directly, 30 minutes following this show. That should be interesting. I will treat him just like I treat everybody else. I'll give him his time to talk. If you guys don't want to hear him talk, not a problem.
Don't listen.
You know, just mute your computer, your phone, whatever, for a little while. Walk away and come back. He'll probably still be talking, so walk away again. Come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take care of it. And we'll see what's going on, what's on his mind.
Well, interesting for you to train with, see what's going on with him. Yeah, he's pissing a lot of people off, myself included. But, yeah, he's a mouthy little cuss. But aren't we all?
Well, we shall see what happens. I think it should be very, very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, yeah, Addiction, of course you can call in.
Of course, dude.
Anybody can call in. It's the vicious truth. I'll have 40 of you motherfuckers on air at the same time. Trust me. Am I allowed to say motherfucker on Happy Hour?
You can say motherfucker. Motherfucker.
I said it again.
There you go. I owe you 50 cents. So,
that's okay.
Yeah. For the gratuitous use, motherfucker, that's 75.
Well, we want to send our best wishes out to one sister drunken clown who was a victim of a violent greeting by my tattoo partner, Rim. Rim was just saying hello. That's how they say hello where he's from. They beat shit out of somebody. He wasn't trying to be mean. He was just saying hello. Okay?
Alrighty then.
I'm not sure who else is trying to get on right now. I can't see the screen, but we do have Boss Lady here. She can.
I'm waking up to
All right, what the hell was that?
Judgment.
Truth.
I know who it is, but damn, wait for me to finish talking, homie.
No, see, I don't wait for no one to finish talking after the bullshit that Amadeus and Mr. Lovely Bud freaking sorry sack of cow manure King Outlaw have done.
Okay.
Amadeus comes on here. He does his little rankings. You know what, Amadeus? Here, I'm going to give you your rankings, and I'm going to tell you exactly where everyone fits below me, because you are nothing but a tired coward that runs to his little magical, mystical Mickey Mouse box. Oh. Here we go again. Yes, Huey Duck. What do you want?
How sad. How sad that you still spew the same old tired bullshit. Yet you're desperate to retrieve what's yours.
I told you and Outlaw both, you had 48 hours. Neither one of you have showed up to deliver my demands. You have broken me. You've made me go to my knees, and I don't usually go to my knees unless it's a weekend night. You've humiliated me. You embarrassed me. You've made me feel like Rowdy Harris. And now what more do you want? All I want is my husband back, so come on. What is it tonight you want me to do?
Me? What makes you think I want you to do anything tonight?
Well, I know you and King Outlaw. You and King Outlaw are like the Mickey and Minnie Mouse of Unstoppable. You run around eating your little government cheese that you both are, and neither one of you have the male testicular fortitude to stand up to me and face me like men.
Huh, what? Did you say, Judge, my bad, hello? Is this thing on?
Hey.
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, Tanky. Okay, I seem...
Amadeus.
Wow. Hey, Judge.
You're all right, Ollie.
How long have
you
been
failed.
Doing this? Failed? I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I failed.
You failed. You and Outlaw both have failed to deliver my husband.
Judge,
after all the humiliating and embarrassing that you guys have done.
How many times have I told you? How many times have I said, I am so very sorry for everything that's happened to you? I really am. I mean,
yeah,
I did not think
so
Alpha would go this...
Snow White. They said she was sorry when she took a bite of the apple and made her go to sleep.
I tell you what, we'll continue on in this second, but I think I was making an announcement before I came. I don't know, things are kind of weird. Okay, so it's John Taylor in the number one contender match, and his opponent... will be Ricky Hot Rock.
Don't. Who the fuck?
You don't know who Ricky Hot Rock is, Truth?
It sounds like you know what? I had a joke there, but I'm not going to say it. Damn.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Better known, formerly, the artist formerly known as V Dizzle.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You got to be kidding me. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. This is IWS is a respected organization. Why the hell would you do that?
Would I do that? Yeah, dude, he actually kicked some ass this past month and ramped up his
team.
Rest
of his off? Did he somehow fight the rest of his off? I'm just trying to figure it out.
No. No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, he had a really good record, and he talked some shit. He talked some really good shit, to be honest with you. It's almost like...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, L.A. You have to tell me who he beat. I need to know. I really need to know. just one person he beat.
John Taylor.
Yes, he beat John Taylor?
I believe so.
Did Grapp DQ or something?
No, he didn't face me. I couldn't tell you exactly. I can't tell you exactly who all he faced. I don't know for sure that it was John Taylor. I know he faced John Taylor in a match. I don't know if he beat him for sure. But I can tell you he went, as far as total match rankings matches go.
What's his name again?
Ricky Hot Rock.
I don't know where to cry or laugh. You're right. You were right. I don't know where to cry or laugh.
I told you. I told you. You wouldn't believe it if I told you, but it's true.
Okay, it's true. Your little love fest is going on over there now. Listen here, Amadeus.
Yeah,
enough
up,
with
Dutch?
You buying time. You know, I told you last week, if you keep on playing your little games, I was going to bring someone here tonight, and together we would make sure. And now you just go ahead and do your little talky talk with Truth there, because we know that Truth needs talking to, because he's got a whatever. So I'm going to go over here and I'm going to let the special guest in.
Wait a minute. Oh, you mean this special guest? King Outlaw now joining us on
no.
Happy Hours. Outlaw. I'd play your music, but I'm having technical difficulties. So.
Really? You call me that piece of shit? Really?
Right.
You're not Caden. Hey, Caden. Going to bring on King Outlaw.
You don't want to bring that sack of shit on here. Unless he's going to give us back what we want. I want free
really,
shit now.
Caden, what would that be?
You know what I want.
What do
and
you
that goes
want?
In more ways than just one.
You want a hand job and a kiss goodnight? What do you want?
I want a hand job and a kiss goodnight.
Outlaw, what the hell you want?
Caden, I already installed gold-plated urinals for you in the restroom. What else do you want?
I know. I feel bad peeing on them all the time. I really do. But you know what? I want Freak back. That's what I want. I demand that Freak shows up right now.
You demand? Well, here, Caden. Look at the screen. Look at the good little bitch kneeling. You see that? There's your Freak. Satisfied?
Outlaw?
Really?
Yes.
I'll be satisfied once I get what I want back, man. Freak's down on her knees right now. Come on.
You're damn right. Like a good little bitch.
Listen, Freaky and Judgy want to get their gay sex on, and I want to participate. You're in the way. Let's make it happen.
Okay. And Caden, tell me, what lengths would you go to do this?
Well, I'd say the length of your cock, but that's not that long.
Funny. Now, Caden, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Actually, it'll be multiple choice. Are you ready?
Whatever. Throw it at me. I'll throw it
at you. Okay. Crowbar, golf club, branding iron, or taser?
I've used all his props in the bedroom. You
fucking care. Hello, I'm warning you.
You want all four? You want all four?
I'm warning you.
Man, I'm telling you right now, you can't hurt steel. Literally and figuratively.
Good thing it's not you I'm swinging at then.
You're a swinger now?
No. You know, you're already boring me, Jaden. So let's make tonight interesting. You both
wait. We can make anything interesting. I think you and Amadeus need to look at the people in the chat. How many people are willing to put themselves in the line to make you two suffer and squirm like the little scumbag slime artist that you two are?
I don't see anybody lining up. Line form's still left, folks. Nobody's doing it right now.
Wait a minute. Why am I don't understand why I'm in this. I had nothing to do with this.
Guilty
you
by association.
You set the match.
I mean, I had nothing to do with this at all. Why am I even... I shouldn't... I have nothing to do with this. This is all Outlaw's deal. Keep me out of it. I mean, this... So, Caden, as I asked, how far would you go to get Freak back?
I'll do whatever I can.
You'll do whatever you can?
Yeah,
well, guess
absolutely.
What, gentlemen? You see your little buddy here, Judgment, the one standing next to you, your best friend, your buddy who's been by you this entire time.
Been through a lot together.
You two are going to fight tonight, and not just in any match. Remember the four weapons I named off? You chose all four. Those are going to be in the ring.
We're fighting. Who are we fighting?
Yeah, who are we fighting?
We're fighting each other.
What?
Each
other. What I want to see tonight, and this all depends on who wins, I want to see Judgment and Caden beat the ever-living piss out of each other. And I want to see all four of those weapons used. Oh, and Judgy, if you lose, expect another finger.
Hello?
Caden, if you lose, Freak's gonna get the shit beat out of him. So what's it gonna be? A beating or a finger, Judge? Which one?
You want me to fight my best friend, my brother?
Oh, I don't want you to fight.
At your amusement?
I want you to hospitalize.
So you want it? When do you want it?
Tonight.
Tonight during happy hours.
I didn't stutter.
Right.
Yeah, I guess, what the fuck?
This is insane. You're insane, Outlaw. I mean, you're absolutely...
Oh, but that's not all, Judgment.
What now?
Tonight's choking out some cum.
Tonight's multimedia title tournament that I am now taking invites from. You must put up your company terminus to the winner.
What?
You heard me. Your
that's
company
not
terminus? The company you were so proud of starting, but never quite got off the ground. You will put that up to the winner of the multimedia title tournament tonight.
He took the pay. Caden, let's go.
Pay for a fight. Why am Alright, folks, who wants to be in the multimedia title tournament tonight? The current champion, I do believe, is still John the Ferocious Grappler Taylor. If you want in, please say so in the chat.
And this is the easiest co-hosting gig ever.
No kidding. Have you hadn't had to say nothing. That's weird.
Not much.
Caden wants in. I got Sibeli, Caden. John. Tyke. I believe it's John. I could be. Someone check that on. I believe it's John Taylor, still the champion. Psycho Girl wants in. Speaking of Psycho Girl, there will be our new weekly show, Angels of Pain. They usually do it whenever they feel like it. I don't. You know, when I do not tell Shell and Psycho Girl what to do.
Well, hell, throw me in there. I'll take a turn. Go ahead and throw me in there. Just throw some shit.
All right. Unless you, wait a minute, didn't you won the tournament last week? Didn't you? I don't remember.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
I can't remember crap, but I'll put you in there anyway. Screw it. All right. Gee, Judge, don't you want to get in the tournament? To try to keep your company? If you win, I'll put in. All right, Minifee.
You want me to
Judge,
fight?
You
in a match for my own freaking company? Yes, I won in that thing. And then after I beat Caden, you two are on notice. Notice unlike you've ever been on before.
What do you mean you're putting your company on? What? I don't. Whose idea was that? Okay, whatever. Daddy, did you want in? I got. Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay.
Whoa. Did I just hear Judge say he was going to kick my ass? I love Freak, but I don't like to lose.
What do you mean Addy's been banned again? Okay, he
remember,
is not again.
Caden, remember, you win and Freak loses a finger again.
Fuck!
What is it going to be? Is Judgment going to beat the shit out of his best friend and only leave Freak with the ass-kicking of a lifetime? Or is Caden going to bring it upon himself to destroy his partner in crime and watch Freak's feet get cut off?
That's right. Psycho Girl is hosting a tournament where she borrowed my credit card to pay for, but there is a tournament in the events tab. It is the Borrow LA Credit Card Tournament. There's some coins involved. Get in there. All right. I don't know who all... Let's see. So far, what I've got is Sibeli, Caden, John Taylor, Psycho Girl, Tank Girl, Terrell the Truth, Minifee, Judgment, Drifty, Addiction. Who am I missing? Okay, Aggie wants in.
You can Bottle Rocket, Rick, Stomach Pops, whatever the fuck his name is.
Where
is
he?
How you gonna
he here?
Get, how you gonna get a number one contender shot and then not
Where's
even
Ricky Pop Rocks? Himself?
Well, he didn't know yet the number one contender shot.
Well, he still shouldn't show up. Bullshit.
Okay, so Angel, did you want in? Angel Malice, Hollywood, you want in? I see you all out there. D'Angelo, a new, just rejoining RAWF after a long hiatus. Do you want in? D'Angelo, Leia, I didn't get you in. Did you want in? Okay, Angel doesn't want in tonight. What about you, Outlaw? You want to get in this? No, I suppose you can't. Never mind.
I couldn't make it there in time, even if I wanted to.
All right, D'Angelo, you're in. Not tonight for Leia. Okay. Who's... Punisher? Okay. I didn't even... How you doing, Punisher? Of course, Punisher usually tag team only, but that... We'll let him... If it's the Punisher, I think it is. Good Lord, there's a lot of Punishers.
Which Punisher are we talking about once in?
Yeah, what, give me your name. Give me the full name again so I don't have to. The TM.
The who, what? What?
The T. I don't know.
Y'all got to work hard on your names, people. I'm just saying. Come on.
I know, right? Okay. All right. So is the match ready to go? If the match is ready to go, you can go ahead and start it. The person that made it can start it at any time. I don't even think the Punisher that's out there is in RAWS, so.
We don't know which Punisher it is. Sure.
I don't care.
Is it Punisher the Punisher the Bushwalker? Punisher the Valet Parker? Which Punisher is it?
I don't know.
Punisher the Dishwasher, that was funny.
The Punisher with a TM, the trademark symbol. I don't think I can do anything.
Punisher
about that.
The Executive Assistant.
Just Punisher. Yeah. This show's punishing enough as it is. And sometime tonight, the owner of Wrestling on Sports Unstoppable, Kevin Lucido, will be calling in to make an announcement. At least that's what he told me told me yesterday. So hopefully he'll be calling in. If not,
he will finally be on air when Truth is on air. Finally.
Finally. Uh
oh. The question that's on everybody's mind already, and they've been waiting for you to tell us how this is going to work out. How in the hell are we going to do the NFL picks without Shifty here?
He actually, I guess, he's conscious and responding to treatment, but he sent in his NFL picks. So he did send in his NFL picks, so there will be an NFL pick segment.
The captain of the profession, I tell you that, clown boy. Good job. Good on you, boo. I hope you feel better. I have the belt nice and shined up so you can come visit it.
Actually, Terrell, though, because he didn't finish in the top 20, he is not a contender for the next shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship.
It doesn't matter. I'm dead. If I lose the Platinum Dragon Championship, it'll be the shit. It won't be. Anybody will take that shot from me. They don't deserve it.
Interesting.
Half these assholes didn't even know the Platinum Dragon, so they can kiss my ass. I am not going to let Hot Pants Ricky Rocket, whatever the fuck his name, win a title like that, or anybody else out there that don't go back to the old CSW days. Fuck them. You don't like me? I really don't care.
Hey, that's fair enough. But what if it is someone from the old CSWF days?
If it is somebody from that would be me, you, Shell, Tank Girl. The amount of people from there, the number is very few. So most of us, retired after CSW, imploded, exploded, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I said CSW people, not CSWF. Don't start no shit.
Okay.
Oh, what time is the tournament starting? I'm sorry.
It will start in about 11 minutes.
Cool.
Right, just hold on a second. All right. We're going to go live here in just a few minutes to Judgment versus Caden. I'm trying to get... But it does appear that my internet is... Of course, last time I said my internet is settled down. 2 seconds later, I was gone. So, knock on wood, seems my internet has stabilized.
All right. Link us.
As soon... Well, I didn't start the match, so whoever set the match needs to start the match. All right. The word...
I didn't do it.
It And the person who said it should probably also post the link in the chat if they can, please, very much. Thank you.
Come on, Susie, let's go.
Hey, here it is. There it is, folks. It's underway right now. Susie the Elf made the match. She posted it in the... It is in the chat.
Now, let's do you think they're going to fight? Or do you think they're going to play grab ass for about 30 minutes and somebody's going to time out? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think they'll time... Those two are pretty two proud people, so I don't know if they'll... So we'll see. All right, the match is underway. Aggie pacing out by the ring. He wants to collect another soul. Well, Aggie, I actually have something for you as far as souls go. I'll be announcing that in a little bit. I do get a... Now, I've announced the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship is between Ricky Hot Rock and John Taylor tomorrow. We got some other number one contender matches to announce. You're still
Ricky Hot Rock.
Yeah, I told you. I told you. Did I not tell you? You wouldn't know whether to laugh or cry when you heard that.
Oh, God. Can we get Ricky Hot Rock and Mr. Nunu to form a tag team, please? I'm going to see what lame-ass name they're going to come up with.
Hey, you know what? You have to admit it's not the worst name this person's ever come up with.
You are so right there. I take back almost everything.
Playboy Beauty Maker.
You don't remember his original? Do you remember his original name? When he was still a guy,
wasn't it Lady Fit?
He was Lady Fit.
Yeah,
he was Lady Fit. And I still don't understand what the fuck that meant. But doing from Lady
okay,
Fit
so
to Luchador Mama.
Yeah. Back down to the match. Judge grabbed a gold club and swings. Caden hits him in the throat. And he's just beating the hell out of Caden right now. He's doing what he wants. He wants Freak Bad in a bad way. He's actually beating the hell out of Caden right now. In battle for
Caden, I know
Freak,
Caden's not going to stand for that, though, right? Caden's not going to stand for that. He's going to fight back, right?
It's not looking too good for him right now. I mean, that first salvo, but we're waiting up. And, of course, we will start the tournament in just a little bit. What is this about Judge?
Oh,
there he comes. Foot stomp. Backhand chop.
I want somebody to explain to me how they keep their hats on. That's what I want to know.
I know, right? I hear Caden glues his hat to his head just so it stays on. You know, that temporary glue.
Gotcha.
I think that's actually Judge's actual hair with the hood. I'm not sure. But. King Outlaw appearing
on the wall.
I know. King Outlaw is showing Freak on the Tron now to give Judgment some inspiration.
These girls are popular tonight. Good job. Good on them.
And Caden's rubbing Judge's head. Or is he rubbing his own head? I can't tell. that either way, that's a little disturbing. But anywho.
Don't mind me. I'm switching back and forth between between this and the Mayweather fight.
And the what?
The Mayweather fight.
Oh, how's that going?
They're still taking 20 minutes to sing the fucking national anthem. I hate that.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know. Caden didn't do very much damage there, did he? Caden didn't do too much damage.
No, he really didn't. So now Judge is going back on the tear. He's got crowbar now, rams the Caden in the gut and swings it. Wow. And what? Okay, now we got Drifty jogging around the ring barking like a dog.
Mm-hmm. That poor bad little man.
The Pug Bowl, Drifty McHalfbine.
Okay, ooh, after 3 days and 24 hours, the national anthem is done. Maybe we can get to fight now. Although this match is extremely interesting, did we get any news from the Sports Unstoppable people or whatever they call them? Any updates? They showing up or what?
I have not heard, so hopefully so. You know, he usually pops in the second hour anyway, so we'll see. We'll see if he shows up in the chat. But is Tanky okay? Got to remember when we give
I got no respect for Outlaw now. He's a sadistic motherfucker, boy. Good thing he's in my stable. Uh-oh. Wait, you still there, Armadale? Hello. Uh-oh. We seem to have lost Armadale again.
No, I'm here. I was just checking. I was actually just checking the screening room. I was just checking the screening room to see who all was someone who just called in. So,
what the hell are you doing?
I don't know, but the match is over, and he is just okay, Caden. Okay, someone pull him off. Pull him off. It's enough. That's enough. That's enough. He did his job. He did what he asked. Get him off of him. Holy cow.
Outlaw,
was that satisfactory? Because he literally beat the hell out of him.
It looks like Freak's losing another finger tonight.
Why? But didn't he do what? Huh? I'm confused.
You don't remember the stipulation at the end? Judgment wins. Freak receives the beating of his life. Caden wins. Freak loses another finger.
Did Judgment win? I missed that. What?
No, Judgment disqualified. Caden won.
Outlaw, let me ask you a question, brother.
What is it?
I don't think you've been properly interviewed since this whole thing began because you guys are moving so quickly. For those of us who might not be up to, how did all this come about? Why the sadistic torturing of Freak and the emotional stress on Judgment? Now he has his best friends beating the shit out of him. What's going on? What brought all this on?
I was waiting for somebody to ask that simple question. That one word question. Why? Why is this happening? Why am I doing this? Why is Freak suffering? Why is Judgment being tortured? Why am I playing the puppet master like a puppet?
That is the question.
Have you heard the new song?
Which new song?
The song that plays every time I show up. The beautiful new song. Okay, let me just answer this outright. For many years, I watched as the judge tore piece by piece at my ego and my existence, humiliating me at every turn that he could. For years, I sat back and let him do this. Of course, I put the occasional beating on him, but it didn't seem to matter. Still, he continued. Still, he cried and scratched. Easy there. This whole time, he just scratched that itch, making it faster. And what happens when you scratch an itch too much?
It gets infected?
Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
It bleeds. It gets torn apart piece by piece. And so all this simply is a new Frankenstein. I have pulled myself back together. Every last shred of my existence has been sewn back together, and you are left with this monster that you, Judgment, have created, that you decided to continue to rip to pieces. Well, guess what, fucker, I'm back, and you're paying the ultimate price right now.
Oh, okay. Sir, one follow-up question, if I may. One follow-up question.
Okay.
What exactly is your end game here?
What exactly? I haven't thought of an ending yet. I haven't thought of an ending yet.
Okay, first of all, someone shut off the damn music. Hold on a second.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
No, I didn't boot anybody. I just played that to stop the music. All right.
But
okay.
I haven't quite thought of the final piece yet of what I'm going to do, but my mission, and let it be known on this night, I am going to make Judgment feel everything I felt sevenfold.
By the way, last call for the tournament, folks. The winner gets a shot at the Multimedia Championship. And apparently, why are you giving away your company, Judge? I don't understand. Why is Judge giving? I don't get that. Okay, anywho. So we're going to start that in just a few seconds. This is the last call to get in the tournament if you're an RAWF. Mordrin wants in.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed and a little worried, because I don't know if it's more scary knowing what's coming.
Allah, please, please don't. I'm begging you, please don't hurt my husband again.
Judge, I made it very clear what I wanted to see, and yet you went off and lost. I guess you don't value your husband's fingers.
No, please, I'm begging. I will give you anything. Please don't
be a pussy. Come at us. Don't come at Freak. Come at us.
Please,
you see, there's no fun physically torturing you.
Okay.
It's a lot funner to emotionally toy with you.
You all are giving me a headache, so everyone just shut the hell up except Truth for a moment. Because I'm getting ready to start the tournament. I'm going to hit the button right now. For those of you who are in the tournament, you might want to get to the ring. Oh, my word, Truth. I keep fading in and out. What the hell's going
on? I'm a little scared. I haven't seen this side of Outlaw, so I'm a little worried.
All right. First round of the tournament is Drifty versus Minifee. Aggie versus Psycho Girl, Morgan versus Addiction, Terrell the Truth Johnson versus Sibeli. You better get to the ring, Truth. And Kate is still taking on Christopher D'Angelo. And it appears John Taylor and Tank got first round byes, as did Judgment. Yeah. So the tournament has started, folks. I'll give you a link to it. All right, now I'm going to talk about tomorrow's superstars while the tournament's going on. We can get updates on the tournament in just a minute. But here is tomorrow's superstar card that, as I have it. World Heavyweight number one contender match will be John Taylor versus Ricky Hot Rock. For a title for... Quit laughing and get
Stop
to the
saying
ring.
That. Stop saying
Ricky
that.
Ricky Hot Rock. I cannot... Apparently, I can now make Truth laugh on command by just saying Ricky Hot Rod. Okay. National title number one contender match. Shell Kneebreaker, my wife, will take on one of her old rivals, well, one of her friends / rivals in Pebs for a shot at the national championship. Estrogen title number one contender match will be Abby Hayne against Leia Dreamwolf. FUBAR City Contender Match. Nasty Norman will take on Drifty McHalfpint. Triple Crown Championship will be on the line tomorrow as Realm will defend against Bestige and Missy Nightwalker. Midnight Hobo Championship will be on the line. Prince of Wales defending against Macho King Rick Nelson. And wait a minute. What are these two matches? I don't know what the hell. Where did these...
Oh, that's not all. Aggie. Are you there, Aggie?
Holy shit.
Aggie. You who? Wake up. Apparently, Aggie is busy counting souls. So, tomorrow on RAWF Superstars, two females that I want destroyed will be taking on two people I know that can destroy them. Sibeli Ophis will be taking on Unstoppabot. And because I want the soul of Crushing Kelly, who best to take her soul for me than Aggie the Clown Prince of Hell?
Okay, that was a little weird.
Okay, sorry, I kind of... I blacked out there for a second again. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, throat lozenge? What's happening?
So we've got the tournament going on. Boy, we got a lot of freaking people around. Okay. All right, so... Wait a minute. Tanky, you back now? Tanky.
Yeah, I'm back.
Are you?
I'm here. Yep.
I'll have you do your job in just a second once the tournament's over.
Already done it.
Oh, did you? You did it well?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll do it again in your life.
Truth did it. I'll do it again. I don't care. There's other people here now.
Okay, we'll do the quarterfinals of the tournament. John Taylor taking on Minifee, Psycho Girl versus Morgan Nightwalker, Judgment versus Sibeli, and Caden Steele versus Tank Girl. Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Better get to the ring. Get to the ring, Tank.
Alrighty, then.
Note to self, don't do matches when you're trying to co-host.
And I'll go on and bring on another caller we have here. Ms. Bubbles rejoining us on RAWF. Hi, Bubbles.
Hi, y'all.
And somebody he's been on hold for a while. I better bring him on, too.
Oh, come on, really?
What the fuck is up, everybody?
Hey, Uncle
Morgan, of course, Morgan, the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. Morgan, did you hear the news? That I announced the number one contender match.
Yes, I did. What was the actual standing, just for curiosity's sake?
You finished at number one. You were number one. And I'm going to have to figure out what that means, because you've already got one automatic rematch. We're going to might have to figure out something different for this month. So you are, the number one wrestler in RAWF. So, but John Taylor was number two, and Ricky Hot Rock finished at number three. So those two will face off to find out who faces you at Graveyard Smash next month.
Very nice. Well done, both guys.
Wait a minute. Hey, Truth, I said Ricky Hot Rock. Why aren't you laughing? Come on, sit.
I'm trying. Oh, God. You know what? Quick, somebody get over Sacrifice right now. No one's running it. Hurry up. Get over it quick. Get Sacrifice fast as you can.
Wow. But anywho, that was one hell of a pay-per-view we had last week there, Mordrin. How did things go over on the Sacrifice side of things? King Outlaw, I know, defeated me for the international title, bastard, but it happens. I've been kind of distracted, so whatever. What else happened?
We had quite a few interesting events on that. I have to pull up my notes there. Of course, the tag team event is still going on. Someone sounds a little upset about that over there.
Hey, me and the other half of the tag team champ has already moved on to the next round, so fuck you and your tournament.
Well, then you're doing exactly what I want to see.
And while we're kicking shit out of, while we're defending our titles at the same fucking time, what kind of shit is that? Come on, man.
You are doing exactly what I wanted to see.
That's all right. Oh, did you notice that I happened to find something laying about?
When King Outlaw just cut off Freak's other middle finger.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Can't get to the goddamn match.
Yeah, I was going to actually mention that. One thing I was going to kind of shout out is it's not from this pay-per-view, but it is from our actual previous one right before that. Congratulations to Truth for winning the blank contract event. So he now has until December. The December pay-per-view is his deadline to at will call out for any championship on the roster.
I'm going to fuck up somebody's business. Just saying.
Did you get to the match,
I
Tank?
Told you.
I'm still trying to get there. I'm on my way. I'm doing my best. I don't know what the hell's
going
on.
It's
going
to be over by the time you get there, Tanky.
Yeah, I know.
Do you need a link? Will link help?
It's all right.
Wait,
saves us the hassle of getting humiliated anyways.
Oh, shit. What's
I'll send
up,
you
dude?
A link.
Hold on.
I hope it helps.
I'm on it. I'm going.
Okay.
There. No problem.
Cool. Okay, you had an insult to anybody in the last 3 minutes. What's going on? You had to insult somebody.
Well, I told them all to shut up for a minute. That's why. So I don't think Caden's still on with us. Nope, yes, he is. Take that back.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here, boys.
But Outlaw dropped off. All right. So once the tournament is over, I do have... The president of Sports Unstoppable is on hold, so we will be getting to him in just a few short minutes once the tournament is over.
Yeah, to answer your question on some of the other matches here, Bobo did win the Hardcore Championship from Mad Cow. Viper King took out Rome for the Speed Demon Championship.
That's wicked.
So quite a few titles did move around a little bit. So I was very impressed with the showing.
I'm just trying to figure out why you're still ducking me. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You can't duck me, Faye.
Oh, well, you know what? You know what? That's a good idea. I actually had considered doing this tomorrow, but I think also
good
on... Superstars tomorrow, it will be World Heavyweight Champion versus Platinum Dragon Championship. Not a title match, non-titles. But it'll be in a steel cage.
That'll work.
That works for me.
That'll work. So I'm assuming since this is in a steel cage, like no defense, no DQ, all that good shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go with that. I was going to do that, and I was waiting to see, get you all both online before on call. So, and of course, Miss Bubbles here, currently on hiatus, but she was kind enough to call in. How you doing tonight, Bubs?
I'm here. That's about it.
Who the
hell's
hiatus?
I hear you.
And why is she on them?
Never mind. Okay.
Exactly.
Don't make me come back and kick your ass.
Oh, sweetheart. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Whatever. Just wait till I get back. You think I'm scared of you or something? I don't know.
All right, we've gotten into the semifinals. It's John Taylor versus Mordred Nightwalker. Ooh, possibly a preview of Graveyard Smash. Tank Girl taking on Cybele in the other semifinal.
Okay, I gotta go find this tournament so I can see these matches. Hold on, where's my link at?
And so Cybele is waiting on Tank. Tank is taking it to Cybele.
Yeah, take it out.
Oh, no, man.
Tank doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, this is the wrong show. If this is my show.
You can give me shit later. Don't worry.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry about it.
Immediately following the tournament, we will have Kevin Lucindo, owner of Sports Unstoppable, on. He has said he had an announcement or two to make, so looking forward to hearing what he's got to say.
That's all important, but we want the NFL big seven.
We'll get to those as well. Thanks for reminding me. We'll do those as well.
I got a hot and fresh fan support. Somebody just asked.
Well, John, better hope that's not a preview of Graveyard Smash.
Uh-oh. And then Mordred Nightwalker moving on to the final. Who will it be against?
Oh, man, jobbers always move to the finals. Remember that bounty I put on you? Yeah. It can happen again.
Remember, that's the only way you can get anyone to take me out? Including yourself?
Oh, shit.
That's touche.
I'm sorry. Get in line, Caden. I've been doing the same thing here. Let me whoop his ass first, Caden. I'll leave you to him, okay?
All right. That sounds good. I only need a little bit anyways.
Funny he says that, but he still ain't done it yet. And he's had two chances.
You bringing up Olusay. Why are you living in the past? Stop that.
Let's go, Sibley.
Well, I kind of got to bring up old shit. You're not around for any new shit. You got to, you know, win matches and get ranked higher.
You know why I'm not around for any music? Because you never see me, because I'm over at Sacrifice, and you're over here.
Oh, I'm there, too.
Cybele now, with a huge advantage over Tank in the tournament.
You know what, Amadeus? You have an awesome company. You know why your company is so awesome? You know why your company is so fucking awesome?
Because Caden steals in it.
Because other company owners neglect their own company to come play with you. That's why.
Oh, wow. Damn.
You rock.
That's why they asked. Well, if I rock. Wait a minute. Did you just say what I think you said?
Close. Oh.
What? Not quite what. Oh, never
mind. Don't say it. Please don't. My stomach already hurts, man. Don't say it. I don't think I can laugh anymore.
Oh,
Tango, why are you bullshitting? Why is Tango bullshitting? Come on.
Get a little football thing right now. For fuck's sakes.
You should have won this match twice already, Tango. What are you doing? And how come we can hear you?
Playing with our little man in the boat.
I'm not playing with the little man in the boat.
Well, it seems like it, because you're diddling something instead of wrestling.
We don't got all night, Tank. We ain't got all night.
Tank, you got 5 minutes. You should be able to get off in that time.
Look, I'm having problems with the game right now. Thank you very much.
Feminine problems?
Well, you got exactly 4, 3, 2, ooh. Sorry, Tank.
Whatever.
Mm. Is it over?
Yeah, Tanky's asked that a long time.
Don't go away mad, Tanky. Just go away. Don't go away mad, though.
I like it when the people go away mad.
I'm having issues right now.
You have an itch issue
right
understand. Now?
I'm having itch.
Hey, but you know what? But you know what, hon? Congratulations on being the estrogen champion. I know that's a title that's meant a lot to you, so you can, at least you can hold that up higher right now.
Yeah. I suggest using refresh.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I have
Mrs.
it.
Hank?
No, I mean the refresh that you use on your pussy.
Oh,
oh wow.
Thanks, buddy. Really,
yeah,
thanks,
you're welcome.
Wow.
I'm just trying to help.
Damn.
Well,
final
match has started.
Yep. So Mordrin and Sibeli facing off here in the finals.
Right on.
I just tried to give Sibeli a fatigue boost. I'm stupid.
Shit, Morgan. Ease up, homie. Hold on, this is some bullshit.
Not a chance.
Did I do that?
You did that. Yes, you got through it.
I hate when I misclick like that. Okay. If you two would please kindly get this over with. You know what? I tell you what.
I said that during the last porn that I was recording. Will you two kindly get this over with?
I am going to mute everybody and bring on the president, because, or not the president. Yeah, the president, ladies and gentlemen. The owner of Sportsman. So I'm going to mute everybody here. We'll figure out who wins the tournament afterwards. Oh, and of course now the studio decides to go crazy. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Lucindo, owner and CEO of Sports Unstoppable. How you doing tonight, Kevin? Are you there? Greetings, sir. Are you here?
I don't think he's there.
He'll be.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Hey, sorry about that. It was a speaker or headset problem. How's that?
Yes, much better. How are you doing tonight, Kevin?
Good. I am good, thank you. I just wanted to call in and, first of all, thank everybody for their patience during the transition on Monday night. We know we did have a couple of blips. That one we were in control of, the other one we're not really sure what the heck happened because it wasn't anything in the transition. But the good news is I just want to make sure that everyone saw that when we put that banner up at the top, and it kind of closed up a few things. We responded pretty quick. My team was pretty fast on turning that around and getting that swapped out, which is pretty much what you'll see happen in the future as we make changes. That should have been tested. Not sure why the developer didn't, but it didn't. So in any case, wanted to let you all know about that obviously the transition occurred. Things are moving pretty smoothly as far as we know. We've got a few items that we're working on immediately as far as some wrestler buck issues, as far as purchasing directly is not actually, or last I checked, was not actually operational, but that'll be switched over. But a couple of things. Last week when we kind of gave the tipped our cards and told everybody that it was happening on Monday, we said we were going to come up with a few things later in the week to kind of let folks know what was coming down the road. And one of the things I think will be most interesting to players is that we are going to have a couple of groups of players that have not yet been selected or invited. One's going to be kind of like what you might call a players' council, which will be players will be rotated in periodically to help us determine, priorities and what new things that need to be done, as well as things that need to be repaired or enhanced. So we'll be hearing a little bit more about that, as well as a testing group will be set up so that any changes that are put in can be tested out by players and then rolled out to the full user base. So that's a couple of pretty kind of big things, because I don't think in the past, I'm not sure how Third Motion or the previous owners were utilizing the existing players, and we think that having a rotating group of users in the Players Council is actually going to be helpful in making sure that we have a variety of voices and opinions on things and not just kind of like a static group that doesn't change over time. You know, that group's going to be characterized, I would say, with, you know, we're going to have a few of the larger company owners in there that'll be rotating through, as well as a variety of players. We want to have both, you know, super experienced players as well as maybe some new players. You know, of course, the question is we don't want to have alts in there for the new players, but, you know, that's something we're going to have to figure out how to make sure we don't do that, and then everything in between. So those are a couple of big things coming up that you'll be hearing more and more about. Also, we've gone through the support system, and I believe all the tickets that were outstanding have been at least reviewed, and we're still looking to determine what the outcome is going to be on the banned accounts, to determine if those accounts can, in fact, be reinstated. And if we can do them, we will start accepting requests for reinstatement. So the other thing, Amadeus, that I want to check it with is just basically, you know, if you've got time, because I know I'm pretty late here on the call, and that, you know, I called in late. Just if any users have any comments about the transition and the changes that have occurred, they have been pretty transparent, and I don't think you've really felt anything other than that screwy banner.
Kevin, one thing that is high on a couple people's list, you can't, for some reason, GMs can no longer make round robins. Only owners can. Have you heard this? Because several GMs have come to me and said, I can't make round robins anymore.
Which should not be related to the transition, because that was not anything that, you know, we put in for the transition. So I am aware of the problem.
Okay.
I thought it had been addressed, but it sounds like it hasn't, actually. So that is being worked on, I guess. I thought that had been addressed, but if it has not been fixed, we'll take note of that. Thank you. And
okay.
Was that discovered on the night of the transition, or was that before?
I'm not sure. Psycho Girl's the one that first brought it to my attention, and she's the one that's kind of like telling me in the chat to remind you. I don't know if it's
okay.
When was the fix put in? Because she hasn't tried. Maybe nobody's tried since the fix. I don't know.
I thought it was late last week. Let me double check something.
Psycho Girl said the first time she noticed it was the day after, not the night of. But then Angel Malice is saying the night off. So I'm not sure. I'm just relaying what I know. But I know I'm going to bring on Caden real quick, because he had a question for you, too, about the Players' Council or what that you were talking about.
Sure.
Caden, you want to go ahead and ask him?
Yeah, I just, you know, we all been there through the last few owners and have put up with a lot of shit. And I just want to know, is this going to be a special group of handpicked people, or – you know, like what's happened in the past, or will it truly be random wrestlers testing it? Will it basically be your band of friends, or is it going to be a true spread across the board, different levels, different people, different abilities?
Okay, just one thing. I just set up a round robin in a company, and it appears to be working. The user interface for the round robins appears to have changed pretty drastically, though. It's just kind of a white background. So it looks like
yes.
The round robins are working, although I'm an owner, so that's the problem. I'll have to see if my GMs can do it.
Psycho Girl just says it's not fixed, that she just tried it.
Okay. All right. We'll make note of that. Then getting to the answer about the group of friends, yeah, totally understand that, and that's why the having two groups, one beta testers, that group is going to actually be a larger group than the players council. One of the challenges is that how do you invite people that you don't know? And probably we'll have to do something either in the game, maybe a scene, or outside the game, so that we can get a wider group of people to volunteer for it. You know, our interest is really, you know, one, we want to have company owners in there. You know, people running, you know, companies with, you know, 400 or 500 or more players, you know, they're doing a lot of work for the game. And I've said this as my character, and I say it again. Yeah, those people are doing a ton of work. And
well, not totally true on that one either. I'm going to stop you there. It's not always the owner that's doing the work. It's the GMs that make them look good.
Right. Which is what I was saying, was that it's the owners and their GM. So, yes, exactly right. Now, and I think they should have some say. So an owner of a company, you know, they'll be influenced by their GMs as well. So if you have the owner of, like, what is it, Phoenix Rising, I think it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest company. You know, the owner there, for example. If that person is on the Players Council and their GMs know about it, which one would assume they do, you know, certainly those GMs can hopefully have a good relationship with the owner, which is why they're a GM. And if there's issues that they want to address, they can have those addressed through their owner on the Players Council. You know, we're definitely listening. I mean, like I said, you know, you looked at what happened Monday night. We had a little blip with the banner. Took it right down. You know, we're pretty responsive. We've plowed through literally hundreds of support tickets that hadn't even been, you know, that were still outstanding simply because of, you know, the nature of what was going on with the previous owners. You know, we're responding to things very rapidly. But that is why we want to rotate things through, is so that it's not just, you know, a small group of, you know, even private.
All right, well, you don't have to twist my arm. I'll help.
I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that.
I said, you don't have to twist my arm. I'll help.
Truth's throwing his hat in the ring.
Right. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Me and Addy will sign up. We're the first ones to help, okay?
I don't know. I'm not a company owner, but I've been in the game for since the beginning. So if you do want my opinion as well or help.
Very good. Thank you. Duly noted.
I have a simple question for you. How hard would it be for you to bring back the instant match button within the companies?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. It depends on the programming. It probably would not be that difficult. The question is, why was it taken out to begin with? And we don't know the answer to that. So we'd want to find out why it was taken out, was it causing issues, and then decide whether or not it's worth putting back in or not.
I think they took it out so they could put these BS public companies in there for us to be in and set it up that way.
Can
so
we get rid of those?
Rid of... Oh, that's a good question.
The public companies. Excuse me.
Don't know. Yeah, it's worth checking into.
Okay.
All right, let me put in a ticket right now.
It would
now.
Be nice it to get really rid of the public company and have the actual championship tournament like they did in the beginning, way back in the day, where they had a huge tournament. Everybody was involved. It lasted forever, but you had a true champion, and everybody worked their asses off in a tournament for it.
Right. Right.
That was fun.
That was. That was. I never got to participate in one of those, but yeah, I'd rather see that, because now you got so many people with that belt. It's just like, it's almost basically no point to it other than to,
right.
You know, once you see 50 or 60 people with that belt.
It looks like something you could have bought in the store. I mean, that's how often I see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it in the store?
I'm just saying, it looks like something that everybody's bought from the store and is wearing around, because you see it all over the place. It means absolutely nothing now.
And
yeah,
I will give a new ownership props, though, because you guys have already learned you guys have already learned the fine art of fucking with our heads. So you guys don't know where that one. Because you said, big announcement after Raw. And then, I didn't really say shit. So good on y'all.
Now, I will kind of say, as I was hearing things, as both a company owner and, you know, kind of like Caden, someone who's been here since day one, I'd also volunteer on either end of that spectrum to help improve the product.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Keep an eye out for everyone. For everybody who's volunteering, really, just be sure to keep an eye out on the Sports Unstoppable Facebook page, as well as in the game. You know, I don't think we want to do a lot of these types of announcements in the game because it's really limited as to how many people can see it. You have to be friends
right.
with somebody you have to be fans of somebody who's joined that team. So we're probably and because it's kind of not really an in-game thing. It's more of a game management thing. That's why we'll probably be more focused on what's going on the Facebook page. So please keep an eye on that. And if when the announcement's made there and we start formally taking, you know, names, that's the place to go. All right?
You know what? You just put it on Facebook, tag Lord Amadeus, and everybody will see it. There you go.
There you go.
You know what I'm
there
saying?
There you go.
There you go.
That's all there is to it. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
ladies and gentlemen.
And then he went quiet.
I think he's reading at the same time. He gets confused.
So
he's like Floyd Mayweather, right. You know, trying to read and sound out everything.
Truth.
Oh, yes.
Truth. For
yes,
a second,
sir. Yes, sir.
I need you to take. I need you to take over because I need to screen a call here. This is who I think it is.
Well, I don't know
this
if I'll be
really
able to talk the entire time while you're gone. I don't know if I'm capable of running.
Oh,
my
I'm sure you'll figure something out.
But I'll try.
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Vicious Truth for this happy hour. I'm your boy, Twill, the motherfucking Truth Johnson. I got a bunch of knuckleheads on the air with me. Kevin, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so, again, I wanted to give you guys an approx for learning the art of fucking with your clients. That was very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was a little pissed off, though. I had a show ready to go, and then y'all didn't say shit and had to cancel the show. But that's okay.
Well, we were kind of dependent on a variety of non-staff members' time, and that's what caused the delay. But it went faster than we expected. We definitely went faster than we expected. So.
Not a problem. You know, luckily, Rob was pretty good. We forgive you.
You do appreciate the fact that we did tie it in to Raw.
I appreciate the fact that you were somewhere
ahead.
That was fairly eloquent.
Well, it was fairly eloquent, but go ahead.
So let me ask you, being someone that is still actively playing the game, such as yourself, you also actively playing
Kind of.
Okay, wait. One of y'all has to be actively playing the game. We don't even know who it is, but one of y'all has to be actively playing the game.
There are definitely new and you know, we're watching it. I mean, I only had 75 turns when I got online tonight, so I guess that's accurate.
Okay. Also, if you can, just throw this in your memory bank. When you find if somebody can start molesting their damn keyboard,
that was me.
Can,
I apologize because there is something very. It was me.
I got you.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I need to ask everyone to be quiet just for a few seconds because I'm about to.
I don't want to be quiet. Oh,
I think you will, Bugs. Just be quiet for a second. Because I'm bringing on a very, very special guest. I've been doing this show for over 3 years. This is the first time this person's called in. She has something to say. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my mother.
Hello. I just wanted to call in and wish my favorite son happy birthday. It was yesterday, and it was kind of a special birthday. It was 44.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Thanks for telling everyone, Mom. I appreciate that.
Your mom sounds hot, dude.
You don't live in
the hear your cake.
Mom, did you just hear what someone said?
I don't know.
What
was it?
Caden, say it again.
Your mom sounds hot, dude.
As moms go, I am.
Oh, my God. No. Hang on.
Kate, I'll give her number after the show. But
well, that's all I wanted to say. You guys get back to all your serious talk. Thanks for listening to me.
Thanks for calling,
Mom. I think Mom Amadeus and I need to have a serious talk. I'm just
thanks,
saying.
Mom.
Hey, Lord Amadeus must have some amount of respect from some of us because his mom just came on air and nobody cracked any jokes.
Nope.
So, good on you, Lord Amadeus.
You say mom and everybody.
And yes, and yes, I will go OC here, folks. That was Lord Amadeus's manager's actual mother that just called in.
Oh my God!
Oh,
a good night.
You're a brave man. You're a brave man.
I am. So now I'm going to bring someone on that's not my mother, but has never called 20 hours before. That would be Todd the Ace Wright calling in from Vegas. Hey, Todd, how's it going tonight?
Already
it's going great. How's it going?
Hey,
happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. What's up, Todd? You're not in RAWF. Why not?
I don't know. Just never been in there.
And not only that, you don't capitalize your name. Why not?
I don't know. Just have never done it.
Okay, I got those two questions out of the way. I'll send you an invite to RAWF if you have a spot open, and if it's not, you know, save it or whatever you want to do. But I'll send you an invite later to RAWF.
Okay.
Yeah. You should come on over. There's a guy named Morden that we all beat up on. You'll enjoy it. Come on over.
Well, me and Judge had a fight today. He beat me because of the damn fail fairies. And me and Drifty had a fight. Me and Drifty had a fight today too. So I think Drifty left. I don't think he finished that fight. Drifty.
Mm-hmm. Drifty, the shrunken. What is his name now?
Bulldog or something.
It's a bad little joker. I mean, me and Drifty did beat the shit out of, you know, Morgan, and I think it was Judgment last week. But we ain't gonna talk about that.
Kevin, I apologize.
Well, it was actually me and Shifty that you won against, but...
It was you and Shifty?
Like I did say, though. When
soundboard is just like a traffic stop tonight. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back.
When push came to shove, I told you what was going to happen.
I don't care what happens in your bedroom, dog. Stop that.
Oh, God. It's just wrong.
Oh, that wasn't the bedroom. That was live on pay-per-view when I told Drifty if he showed up, he was going to get whooped.
Again,
and here
I sit. About the bedroom talk. Stop it.
That wasn't bedroom talk. That was me defending my RAWF world title again.
You're talking about pushing and shoving and whooping. I mean, what you do in your room is your business.
Mordrin,
you know
somebody
that.
Laid down for you and gave you a title?
Oh, no, I've had this title for a long time now.
So you don't challenge anybody, is that what you're saying?
I face everyone they book against me.
And for some
pay-per-views every month.
They want them to keep that title, they haven't booked me against them yet.
And if I get in, you won't keep it long either.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying that, but no one has done what I've done.
Okay.
No one before me and no one after me will follow it.
Okay.
Is that all you got? Okay. Come on, man. Come back.
Yeah. Hey, I'm 17-time winner. 12 of them, I had to go through a gauntlet to get even a title shot.
17-time winner of what? You haven't won shit.
Don't do it.
Well, Herbs is nothing now, but it was of Herbs. I'm 2-time champion of...
What? You got the Herbs? Is that what you just said?
Herbs.
You got the Herbs?
Somebody
Herbs.
Take the shovel
you know,
from
Art
that
Herbs.
Man, please. Take the shovel from that man, please. Somebody just get the shovel. Cut it out.
Okay, real quick. John and Mordrin, I am starting your match for... I'm making your match for the multimedia title. And I'm just going to go ahead and start it. I'll post it in the chat. You guys can tell us who won in a little bit, whenever it's over.
Oh,
it's 30,
there's only 14 minutes left, Amadeus.
Kelly's in queue.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to bring her on in just a minute. Thank you.
I just want to let you know that Kelly is in queue with 14 minutes left. 1-4.
Yeah. 1-4.
I just wanted to say something.
And see, this is why I mute everybody.
Yeah, Amadeus.
Oh, no. Oh, what, Judge?
I've been talking with my son.
Oh? How the fuck did that happen?
And...
You look down at him.
I just want to say, after seeing my husband lose a second finger, you and Outlaw have won. I announce right now I will be leaving all companies, leaving wrestling. Congratulations. You and Outlaw are victorious.
For fuck's sake. No.
So what are you going to do, change your name? Because you'll be back tomorrow.
Judge,
really?
You don't have to do that. We can figure. I'll talk to Outlaw. I'm certain there's something we can do here to get this. I can call on the authorities to get him back. I mean, this is getting out of.
Well, he left RAWF.
That's the most Midnight Rider type shit.
This is cutting into my 14 minutes of Kelly time.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, and what happened to football?
Oh, shut up.
Who cares?
I called in. Hey, Vegas is in the house. Who's the best one for football?
I don't know, because I don't care. You're talking out your ass right now.
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
I don't know what the hell's... The judge is quitting. Okay, and then I got another caller here. Hold on. Let me bring her on. Hello? Kelly?
Hello? Hello?
Hey Kelly, what's going? Yeah, this is what's going on? Hey, what happened?
I still haven't forgotten what y'all did at my match with Sibeli for Radical Sacrifices.
What? You saw Sibeli?
Huh? But you won the match.
You won the match.
Congratulations.
You had a little bit of a hand in my match. If you forgot.
You gave him a handy in your match?
I did what?
Oh, that's not good. I'm not done talking, please.
Whoa.
Not only did you...
Really? Because I'm going to interrupt you every time now.
Amadeus, not only did you give me jacked up weapons to use against the belly, you had her try to end me with a damn circular saw. Literally.
Jills herself off with a circular saw.
I did what?
No, I'm not done. All right?
Then
you actually play some stupid mind games, getting me out of handcuffs when Sibeli had me handcuffed,
and
to turn on her with a sledgehammer. And once I did win, you did the crescendo DDT on me after raising my hand in victory.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. I remember raising your hand in victory, that you won, and congratulating. Do I need to find the link to the damn match
and let you know what the hell is going on?
Sounds like a typical woman bitching to me.
Freaking antipsychotic.
She has every right to be bitching right now.
I don't know. Sounds more like she's on the rag.
No.
Oh, great.
Tell me. Just because Sibeli didn't have the stomach to do what I bid, doesn't mean I can't find someone else to do the same. And tomorrow, I have found the one who can steal your soul. Tomorrow you will face Aggie in a first blood match.
God. Amadeus, y'all should get off your ass and take me on yourself.
Huh?
Oh, don't get all civil on me. That was you too. With your stupid Dr. Claw voice.
Wait a minute. You want to take me on at Graveyard Smash? Is that what you're saying? You want to match with me at Graveyard Smash?
Here's what I'm suggesting. You get off your ass, and if you want to take me out permanently, do it your damn self instead of trying to ask somebody else to do it in a street fight. No DQ, no bots.
Wait a minute, you.
One on one.
Wait a minute, you want?
You
getting all Ronda Rousey on
you,
homeboy? You
I'm
do that
calling
to you?
Your ass out. You're the one getting all freaky, Dr. Claw voice, talking about taking my soul, talking about ending me, and you think you can do it? Can do it? Do it your damn self.
Oh, that sounds like a straight hot one throwdown.
I have no problem facing you in a FUBAR City street fight because those are my specialty. That's my specialty match, FUBAR City street fights. But I don't know why you're. I don't understand all the anger. I didn't. I mean, I had nothing to do with any of this.
Bullshit. I don't know what anti-sex.
Dude, she's just suggesting it. I think you should make her demand it. She's got any balls. Step up.
I don't know what antipsychotic. I don't know what antipsychotic medicine that you need to be on, but this is fucked up.
Fine, Kelly. I accept the challenge. We'll Graveyard Smash, you versus me, FUBAR City Street Fight. What? Yeah, fine. Okay.
All right.
Don't think I'm a slouch, because I know hardcore.
Okay.
Believe it.
Fine. Okay. So we got that out of the way. Now I got to do something here, folks. One second. All right, as I said, from the hospital, Shifty faxed in his NFL picks. So I'm going to go over those real quick, get that out of the way. Last week, Shifty went 2-3. I went 3-2, so I'm up one game on him. Here are our picks for this week. He took the Dallas Cowboys. I have the Tennessee Titans. Shifty has the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have the Washington Redskins. That'll be an interesting game. He took the Houston Texans. I took my home team, Oakland Raiders. He, of course, took his Seattle Seahawks. I decided to go ahead and take San Diego at home against his Seahawks, just for shits and giggles. He took the Buffalo Bills. I took the Miami Dolphins. So that's what the picks are for this week. Short and sweet there. Anyone want to discuss those real quick? They can.
No,
that's a buzzkill, man. No pomp, no circumstance, just... You're going to say it like that?
And I don't even know why you would take the Raiders.
That was for the NFL pick. Definitely interesting on that.
I'm a Broncos.
They're my team.
That's why
they're
I
my
say
team.
That.
They're at home. They're my team. They're at home. They're taking on a team that's probably not going to be that good. I doubt the Texans are going to be a playoff team. So, you know, it's anything's possible. It's a... You can't make all
the picks. It is still the early week, so the first couple of weeks are always kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah,
well,
pretty
as
much.
As a Bronco, I know your team. You're gonna lose.
Wait, did you say you're a Broncos fan? Is
yes,
that what you're saying?
I am. Yes, that's what
okay,
exactly
no
what I'm saying.
No Broncos fans allowed.
Goodbye.
Peace out.
Okay. Does he keep a bottle of tears next to his bed at night to just cry into? You know, Broncos fans. Just saying,
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. With Addy's just saying, too, Miami could be in for a bit of a world of hurt on Sunday.
Hey, you know what? But as you said, it is the early. And, of course, Miami looked really good against the Patriots last week.
Well,
so,
the
yeah.
big The big reason we're saying that is because, as Addy put in the chat, it is their home opener, and Jim Kelly's going to be leading them onto the field.
So
that's like that big emotional spark plugged that could put him over that.
Wait a minute. Why is Judgment leaving companies?
I know. I was
he just told you, you guys,
say that.
He told you guys you won.
Because Outlaw has broken.
Who won? What?
That's why. Outlaw
you
has broken.
And Outlaw.
Why do y'all keep blaming Lord Amadeus for this? I don't understand that point.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell him, Drew. Listen to truth. He speaks the truth. I had nothing to do with this. Quit freaking blaming me.
I didn't blame you. I said he left sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. He's leaping everywhere.
That's okay. I sent some Midnight Rider shit coming up.
Okay, folks, with 4 minutes left to go, I want to check real quick with the owner of Sports Unstoppable, Kevin. Was there anything else you wanted to say before we go off air?
No, just asking everybody to keep an eye on the Facebook page and in-game. There should be more announcements coming later this week. So thank you for your patience. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that being said, let me try to find the closing song.
I will give the quick update for those that missed everything with all the stuff that was going on. I've added a third title to my resume presently.
The new... Oh, wow, Mordrin. Now the multimedia champion as well. So, congratulations. And did you get judged by company, too?
God damn it.
Did you go ahead, Truth?
I was going to say that now he has three titles over in RWF. He's officially handing over control to Sacrifice to the Assholes of Truth, and we appreciate it. We'll run it just fine. Don't worry about it.
And then you woke up.
And folks, if you hadn't got Truth, didn't really talk a whole lot tonight on this show, but if you wanted to get more Terrell the Truth Johnson, he's doing the Vicious Truth in just 30 minutes from now on the CSW Radio Network. So
don't worry, I'll spam.
Spam O'Emily Dong, folks.
Oh, you're fucking right. I'll spam the fuck out of it.
This has been RWF Happy Hours. Oh, good lord. We will see you all next week.
Yeah. have to say, brother.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm going to tell you why I called in. I promised somebody that I would call somebody else out tonight.
I still want to know who this guy is.
See, that's the problem.
Mike Zodiac.
I don't know who he is.
Mike Zodiac.
I kind of have a feeling he might have had a previous name before that one. I'm just saying.
You'd be right. I did have a previous name before that one.
Was that a name that anybody had heard of?
Oh, are you seeing this?
I think somebody found me out. Cygnus was my former name. I already told you. I was Cygnus. You found me out. That was my other name. I have been known as Cygnus, and I have been known as Mike Zodiac. I have never been known as
Well, correction. You haven't been known.
I'm 16 fucking years old.
Right.
I was 16 until February 16th of this year. I don't even live with my mom. I only live with my dad.
Jesus.
Fuck out here and figure out what the street name is. 396 Los Angeles Road. I'm in ninth grade. No, I only failed 1 year. Shit. I've got friends listening to this that are like 8 years old. I don't need them to be hearing shit. Hold up. Toby Harris, I think you're listening. I need to give you a shout out. I told you I would. I think you're listening. He's like fucking 9 years old, about to turn 10 years old.
9 going on 10.
Well, no, he's like 12 going on 13, isn't he?
Long live Toby Harris!
Right.
I miss Toby.
Okay, hi guys. I'm back.
You gave the best handies and mouthies.
Oh my good God, shut up.
Drifty is going to kick somebody's ass because he said in the chat, you some bitches broke my daddy.
To do that, he has to get on a ladder. Or some sort of step stool.
He gonna whoop some ass. He gonna kick you in the ankle and stomp on your big toe.
Yeah, but let's hope it goes better for him than last week because he tried that too and it didn't work.
You leave my son alone.
Hey, I'm just saying, when it's like 120 difference.
Well, that's how Mordrin wins his championships. He beats on the little people.
I don't book the matches. I just win them.
Oh, my God. People are in my inbox freaking out over everything.
This is just a ploy, right? You're not actually quitting Unstoppable, right, Judge? This is just part of the storyline?
No, I'm not. Okay. Yeah, it's part of the storyline. Yeah, you send me an invite back. Yeah, people are freaking out. It's going to divide. It's going to divide Sacrifice. And it's going to divide REWF. You're going to be divided.
Okay, Rhino Corn, motherfucker.
It ain't me, Rhino Corn. It's somebody else.
I know
I'm sorry.
He's probably writing to his mother and saying, hey, look up Kate and Steve.
Ooh, I'm going back to Minecraft, because guess what? It's back on. That shit last night scared the shit out of me.
What?
Do I have Amadeus?
We had to play in survival mode last night, and poor Shell, she would not get on. She came on, she dug a hole. She's been in a hole for all night. She would not get out of the hole all night long.
Why?
Oh, I love it
Sounds
when
good.
I get
What?
Do what? Do what, Chris? I mean, whoops.
Whoa!
It flips every once in a while.
Okay, so on right now is myself, Caden Steele, Mordor Nightwalker, 647, I believe that's still Bubbles. Okay, yeah.
Me. No, that's me.
Kit. Oh, that's Tanky. Sorry.
Yeah,
647. Bubbles left.
Tanky.
Okay.
Bubsy gone.
And then, of course, Kevin is still with us as well, and Judgment. There's one other person, but she's just listening. So,
Kevin.
Yo.
Question.
Yep.
Dealing with US sales.
Yep.
Do you think you're going to be able to put in a co-stable leader like you have for companies? Like companies as GMs?
You know, anything that has to do with the programming, and this is one of the things that gets to do, has to do with, like, the Instamatch and companies. Honestly, those are enhancements. And quite frankly, we've got a lot of fixes that need to be made first. I just made somebody a GM I'm making somebody a GM in one of my companies, and have them tell me what they see when they set up a round robin. I set up a round robin in a company I owned, which I'm the owner, so that didn't replicate. But what was interesting was the interface for the setup as the owner. The round robin setup was not like it used to be. I don't know where that change came from. That's not something we spec'd out. That's totally different. So we don't know where that came from. Well, obviously we know where it came from. We just don't know why that was done. As we said last week and in the weeks preceding, we've got a couple of really major challenges. Number one is, first of all, retaining players, and we have problems with basic issues with the gameplay that need to be addressed pretty quick. And then we need to have ways to bring in new players or to reactivate previous players. Part of that is, you know, the reinstatement of players who were banned. And we have to go through and figure out why they were banned. They have to request that. That's going to be a little bit of work. We don't even know at this point if we can reinstate them. Then, to get new players, we see the enhancements as being part of the strategy to get new players. So, for example, the in-company Instamatch. Even though that's not a direct thing, you know, nobody's going to come play Wrestling Unstoppable because, hey, you can do an Instamatch in a company, because most new players are going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? But it is part of making the game more enjoyable for new players as well as existing players. So it is part of our retention strategy. But right now, there are major gaping problems that we've caught wind of. For example, we've been quantifying fail rates on certain accounts, and we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on there, because that's not a real great way to retain players if they can't, you know, make a simple low-level move. What the hell's going on there? We don't know. And we're trying to find out what the issue is. Because there's no rhyme or reason. And we, like I said, we're quantifying it. We're keeping track, looking at the numbers. Nothing makes sense. So, you know, those are some basic things. But then getting into things like the more, you know, what I might call more elegant details, like stable co-leaders. Yeah, you know, there's no objection to that, but we got to make sure the game works first. Okay.
All right, I'm so back. I had to let the dog out. What'd I miss?
Okay,
you guys hear
one
me?
More question.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you. One more question, and I know several people have asked this, and it was something that, of course, the old owners, Third Motion, did, and people wanting to know what's the deal with the reimbursement for the 3D clothing that they was taking away, like all the suits.
Right.
People didn't,
but of course it's you doing it,
so I didn't know.
What we'd rather do is make the items available.
Okay.
So that people can wear them, or they've already bought it. I mean, they clearly want, you know, the items. Okay. Well, can we make those available in the current avatars? That's going to be our first effort. Will be to see that if there's a reimbursement. The problem is, then we got to go back and try to, you know, figure out how much did people pay for, because we don't know that there's a record of that.
True. I just know several people had mentioned that before about the not being able to use certain items that they had purchased, and
Right, and that goes back to the question. So there's a liability there, if anything.
you know, we acquired the game as it was on Monday night, but we're going to try to make good on at least our first effort's going to be try to make those items available in the shop so that people can have them. Then the question is, well, if they bought them and we make them available, are they going to have to technically buy them again? Well, that kind of sucks. You know, if you've already bought it, you know, that's the problem. I guess the thing is, it might still be in their inventory. It might still be in their inventory, so that might be a way to figure that one out.
Well, hang on, yeah, I can tell you that right now, actually.
My suit's okay, please, still in my inventory.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. You just can't put it on.
There's probably a product code or some type of code that we can connect with a revised image.
Yeah, but yeah, I was gonna say because that doesn't transfer over to 2D those items. That's why you know it might still be in your inventory, but it won't be.
Right.
Of course,
actually,
mine's gone. I'm still in 3D. Oh wow.
Yours is gone.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. All my suits are gone.
Oh wow.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Mine was
including
there the
your
other
birthday
night.
Suit. Including your birthday suit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't ever. You know, go to my birthday suit for public viewing.
Anyways, sorry. That was Mr.
So basically, Kevin, what you're telling me is that you're not. When you say no enhancements, it means you may not be able to fix the body type for a while, right? Where you can change your body type like you could before.
It's really going to depend on what that takes. You know, we're currently scoping out what's doable quickly, and the things that are doable quickly, we're going to have an urgent, you know, like we're going to put a priority on. All right, what's the top priority? What's the middle priority? What's low priority? You know, certainly making the game playable for a rather large group of players is
because you know I'm one of the last. I am one of the few holdouts that still has his avatar in 3D because he can't stand what his avatar looks like in 2D. I'm like one of the very few people that still has that. And I'm like, you know, kind of. So I'd like to be able to change clothes, but I can't, you know.
Right.
I'm stuck as
right.
I am, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
You know, I personally don't even care about the suits or be getting reimbursed for the suits. You know, that doesn't really matter that much.
But we appreciate that. But yeah, it would be ideal as if would be what would be ideal is if the items and that were sold under 3D were available with the current avatars.
True. I mean,
if you look at the current avatars. Those to me look more like 3D. If you look at the shadows and the detail on them, those actually look more like 3D. You know, we call it 3D, but it was really just animated matches. It really wasn't 3D. You know, but anyways, that's a side part.
Yeah, it was still a 2D interface. They just moved.
Right. And it was beautiful to see a Corkscrew 630 spent on. In 3D. I wish I had had the technology to, or the whatever the application is to record it, because when my character would hit those, it was just hilarious to watch, especially on a midget. Or like a clothesline or an eye gouge on a midget where your character, a regular height character, would actually kneel down and do it. That was pretty fun.
Brain buster on a midget looked vicious.
Yeah.
You like to jump up and drove him.
Allow my son don't deserve this obnoxiousness.
So at any rate.
Hey, I
let's
told
get
him.
To the subject. I know this close to Caden's heart. Let's talk about my mom. No, I'm just kidding.
That was very nice. That was a very nice thing for her to do.
I let her get close to my heart.
Honestly, when I saw her number pop up on the soundboard, I about crap my pants. I did not believe it. I was like, what is
a lot of courage.
Ironically, if you did that like 40 years ago, she would have wiped your ass.
Literally.
No, you wipe on your own ass at 4.
Wow.
I'd let her wipe my own ass right now.
Never mind.
Well, you don't. I thought it would be interesting to let her on, as long as that's all she did. You notice I did screen her and find out what the heck she was doing before I brought her on.
Oh, yeah. Especially with some of the lively crowd.
And I'm so glad you told her to say 44.
I didn't tell her to do that.
Because you don't look a day over 55.
You know,
just call Grandpa.
You're being kicked out of the... Penny, kick Judge out of the Minecraft realm.
No!
Hey, wait, are you mentioning another game? No other games. There are no other games.
Right?
Oh, now, hold on. No, I'm just going to have to tell you this much right now. Like, you know, but when it comes to Minecraft versus Wrestler, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're going to lose people over Minecraft, buddy.
Well, yeah, when my son was 7, he started playing Minecraft. He's no longer playing.
Well, he needs to give me his.
Oh, wow.
Give me his.
Yeah, well, kids get disinterested really easy.
I have not gotten involved in that.
Apparently,
it's
all
right.
So,
we all still love Wrestler Unstoppable here.
Yes,
we do.
Absolutely.
Even though I'm getting myself totally broken and people are. Suddenly, Judgment is the ultimate face and Unstoppable for some godforsaken reason. I don't know what makes me more sick, thinking that I'm a face or actually doing what I'm doing. I said that throw up in my mouth when I said I was a face.
I told you last week, you're the new John Cena.
Oh, God.
Hey, as much as Mithras has been
Judge, wake up.
Hey, I'm saying, though, think about it. Everything that's happening to him, he hasn't changed a thing. He's getting the hell beat out of him night after night after night, and the people are lapping it up and cheering behind him.
I know, maybe
are
I need to...
Are they cheering behind him, or are they cheering the injury?
No, they're actually
cheering. On his side.
People that defend me are actually fanning me, saying, you just getting your ass whooped. I'm just going to come... be your fan because you feel I feel bad for you.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people on his side now.
Well, we live in sick and twisted times, so that makes sense.
So I said, he's the new John Cena.
I got to ask, though, am I successfully pulling off the whole dual personality thing?
Yeah.
I love it.
Wait, which one of you is asking?
Yeah, which
one
is asking?
The one that's not using the voice mod right now.
That's your answer.
What? Teddy? Oh,
okay.
Just the only thing you got to lose, don't come back saying, did I say that? Just leave it alone. Like, you don't even know what happened. Because normally, personalities don't know about each other.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
Mom
you, Tank.
Mom knows about you.
That's actually...
Yeah.
I actually got some sound advice from Tank Girl. Wow, she's growing up. Poor little girl.
She gets lucky every once in a while.
Boy, Tank.
More ways than one.
Never mind.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Good sound advice.
So what do you
I
guys,
think you're right. I probably should.
So what do you guys think of a rotating
a
players council? Is that wacky?
Yeah.
A rotating. So.
Yeah. So you have a stint when you're on, and next person takes place. I think that's great.
Right.
Yeah. It's not the same guys over and over again.
Right.
How long is the term limit?
Yeah, term.
Well,
thank you.
We have to decide because the challenge is how long people are active in the game. You know, so probably, you know, we might look at a couple months, but we're staggering it so that there's new people every month. So, for example, if there's, say, 25 people in this group, you know, 1 month, 5 people might rotate out, and then the next month, 5 people rotate out, and we just keep rotating it periodically. There's not going to be, like, votes or anything. We're just more looking for guidance on, you know, what the sense is of the community as far as things like fails.
The challenge I see there, you say you want 25 people. That's going to be really tough. I might bring that down
to
10.
I'll tell you what, though. I think we're going to have 5 of those people are going to be employees of the Sports Unstoppable to begin with. The other 5 spots, and then we're reserving spots. The other 5 spots are going to be for top company owners. Well, and we say top company owners, it's not always going to be the top 5 largest, but it'll be, you know, like maybe the top 100 or 50 or something.
So we want to have, you know, we want to have some of the big ones, but we also want to have some of the mid-sized and smaller ones. And then, so you take right there, that's 10, so you go from 25 down to 15. And then right. You have 15 spots open, which would be, you know, either players, maybe, you know, right now there are no official WU scene, which I think is a misconception out there that there are official WU scenes, and there really aren't. And so we might look at the people doing those, but maybe not, because since those things are not official, we don't want to be seen as endorsing them. But yeah, it actually is a small. The pool gets smaller and smaller as you look at who the people are.
Yeah, the gene pool. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, with that being said, tonight's show couldn't have been more chaotic with my internet issues early. That was a pain in the butt.
How do you do it? How do you do it, Amadeus? You always come through with flying colors.
Well, you know.
He gets a little sloppy sometimes in colors outside the lines.
That's a creative mind.
Well, you know, that's a creative mind. That's exactly it. But believe me, there were times tonight I was like, where the hell is Shifty when I need him?
Oh.
He's on travel, right? He's on that travel thing?
Yeah, he's actually, okay. I believe they are going to be leaving Monday. So.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay.
That and is, no offense, Tanky, that's classified.
Oh, never mind.
It's advanced clown training.
Yes, okay. That's exactly
it. I'm sorry. Oops, we're not supposed to tell you, so now we have to, I guess, kill Tanky. But
you're going to have to kill me.
Right. They've come up with new rubber noses, like these new red rubber noses.
How would I know it was something to do with his name?
Sweet, and I got like, just the match to kill her in tomorrow.
Morgan, at some point, I think Mithras wants to try to get back to getting that title or a shot at that title, but he's got a long way to work to get up there.
Mithras can't go after a title because Mithras knows the codes to the titles, and Mithras can make sure that the person does not fight them.
What?
I have no clue what you just said.
I said Mithras can't go after titles anymore in Unstoppable.
That's not true.
Because he knows the codes and he knows what we're going to... He's going to go in and set everything that a backhand chop would do as a pile driver. You do a pile driver, you'll have a two...
Oh, here's the true story. You know what cracks me up? Is that people, you know, initially when the story came out that, you know, when it was revealed that Mithras' manager's company was buying Unstoppable, people were concerned about him cheating. Well, I invite everyone to take a look at Mithras' USL season last week with, I think it was 80% undefended sales. So, you know,
wow.
I'm not really sure that ownership of WU is actually doing any good because we were able to determine that those were pretty bogus, and it doesn't make any sense. So,
I got a question.
Yeah.
Any plans to change the eye gouge back to the damage it used to do?
Possibly. Well, you know what? That goes into adding more moves. That's probably going to be part of adding more moves, which I think we have to do, because it's just, you know, with 20,
yeah.
I think there's like 30 total moves. We've got to add more.
Let me throw something at you.
Yeah.
Way back in the day in 1.0, we could create our own move instead of skill or attributes or whatever.
Yeah, I was telling them about that before.
Can we do that? Is that a possibility?
I don't know. It depends on what the code variance is between 1.0 and the current game.
Because I would love to create the hardcore handy again. That hardcore handy did a lot of damage.
What was that?
That was his custom move.
That was my custom. That was my finishing move.
Were there limits on the damage and all that?
Yeah, there was a set, like, I can't remember how it was set up, but there was attributes like strength, agility, all, you know, how you would set up an attribute mm-hmm. for a move or whatever, how much pain it inflicts or whatever, and you would set it up, and then you could name it, and it was your move. And it cost something. I can't remember how much it cost. I mean, it was way back in the day. But it cost something, and you paid it, and you got a move.
Yeah, and then you had to level it up with experience points as you went.
Right, yep. Which is what you do with the other moves that we have now, too. I mean, every time you use them, you got to... what is it? It levels up or whatever. Gets
well, not
experience.
Anymore.
Oh, no?
Not anymore. No,
I don't see.
No,
I remember what you're talking about, though, when it used to be like that. Oh, my Lord. I used to get hit people up that I talked with.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just do backhand chops through an entire match, right?
Yeah.
Like, I got 20 more to go.
But is that a possibility, or have you guys, I mean, Morgan said he mentioned it, but have others mentioned it, expressed interest
actually,
in creating
their own a couple of people have talked about creating their own finishers, which is
right,
essentially their own move. It's
that's basically
thing,
what
I mean,
it was
thing.
I a finisher.
Well, yeah, that's what it was even in 1.0. They called it create a finisher.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a question, Kevin. Out of all the people that you're employing as programmers or you know working on the game, how many of them are actual wrestling fans? Just curious.
I hear crickets.
I mean,
I'm thinking because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people involved. Right now, I would say there's probably 15 people involved, either directly or indirectly. I would say probably 6 or 7 of those are wrestling fans. However, you all have to understand, a lot of them are like me, where I gave up on WWE years ago.
You gave up on it years ago, but you still were a fan. You still remember how it was, or you know,
correct.
You have an idea of the old school
formality. Well, and I follow indies. I got tired of the McMahon family, and I just followed the indies.
Which is fine.
So I think that's a more broad definition of wrestling fan. I would say about half of our staff is. The other half
But they understand.
Yes.
But they understand. There are people that understand the concept of professional wrestling and what this game is supposed to represent, right?
Correct.
Okay,
and,
that's
and
all
correct.
I wanted
and
to
those,
know.
And the important part is that those people are decision makers. So, you know, I don't really need a programmer who is being told specifically what to do doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a huge pro wrestling fan. They have to, certainly they have to understand the game. But as long as we have good product managers and people who are guiding the development know what's going on, then,
that's pretty good. You know, because the reason being is because when the Rocket Ninja was taken over, you didn't really get the understanding from them. They knew much about professional wrestling whatsoever.
Rocket Ninja wasn't even, right, and they weren't even a gaming company.
Yeah,
like, really.
So So I mean that right there was what. One of the reasons that Rocket Ninja was such a turnoff because you didn't get from them that they ever understood exactly what professional.
Oh, they had no idea.
Well,
exactly.
You know, to their defense, they bought the game to showcase their animation technology. You know, I mean, in my opinion, I don't know this for a fact, but it's from the from what I saw back in 2011, it seemed pretty obvious that that's what they were doing.
Oh, that seemed the same thing there because they had that other app.
You know what?
Right. And whereas, if I may just, whereas with us, we not only see this as the game as being valuable in and of itself, we want to multiply it or replicate it in other sports.
Okay,
so it's a completely different outlook.
Okay. Okay, you know what? Here's one thing we need to do, something that no one's ever done. And...
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we're talking about wrestling fans, we're talking about coding, we're talking about all this other stuff in the game. We actually need to say a big thank you to Kevin for being the one man to make Stallion leave the game.
Did he leave?
He quit as soon as it was announced that you guys had a principal deal.
As soon as you were announced. Oh, yeah.
because you killed his little... Wow. Thanks. So on that note, I want to say a big thank you. You get a misfit badge.
Well, we certainly would welcome him back. You know, every player is welcome here.
Wait, what? Did you not hear the words that came out of my mouth? He thinks for getting rid of him.
I know, but I'm also...
I know.
You know, owner of Sports Unstoppable.
As a businessman, he wants more people to spend more money, regardless of if they're
bags
or not.
That because
and by the way, that's a really good point. I think that was Morgan that made that point. And, you know, as you all are talking to people, and when people see development coming down the road, if the company's making more money, that money's being reinvested in the game. I don't think that was seen under previous ownerships. I'm not sure, but, you know, if we're making money or if we're doing things that cost money, it's because that's generating revenues that are being put right back into the game. Because we have to, you know, we have to fund it.
Right.
So keep that in mind if people start griping about stuff like advertising.
I still say take out the bag of tricks and make people wrestle to wrestle. You mean you don't watch wrestling, you don't see... Roman Reigns, say, miss a move, and he goes back and says, okay, you know what? I'm going to put up a defense. We're going to play
possible. Actually,
no,
hey, Judge, this is what I'm going to disagree with you on. Bret Hart was famous for it.
Yeah, but...
Oh, I hurt my knee, and when you go to get me, I rolled you up and pinned you.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it was... What was they doing? Storylining. So if people was to actually storyline matches...
Now, Judge...
That would be pretty fun, though. I mean, seriously, if you stop but and you think about it, if you stop and think about it, if I'm facing Amadeus and I say, okay, Amadeus, this match, Judge is going to do this. I want you to do a high-risk move, fail, fail, fail. And then at the very end, Judge is just going to fail, and you're just going to pin him. Instead of using the defense, because, I mean, if most people, let's face it, most people study people. They know what moves you're going to do. They watch you. They know what moves you have in your arsenal that you can use. So, therefore, actually winning a match is basically based on the fail rate anyway and how well you can outsmart your opponent.
But, I mean, you have a – I see your point, Judge, but at the same time, you know, you have your people that storyline, you know, you have your people that play the game socially, but then you also have your people that actually play because they, you know, think they're good or because they want to win, and you know,
why you gotta put me down like that?
I'm sorry, you know, but again, what are you talking about? You barely play anymore.
Well, maybe I'll come back now.
You should.
Who is that?
You should.
Caden Steele. How are you?
That's all right. He didn't know who you were either.
Why you gotta throw me under the bus like that?
Well, you know me as the perfect German jobber.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Damn.
Man, that backup alarm for that bus is coming back around, isn't it?
Judge, I disagree with you, Judge, just because I think, first of all, I like fan supports because it's almost like someone's interfering in your match, you know? Someone that has no business being there is interfering in your match and helping you out.
Right.
So even though they're not really doing much of anything, to be honest, I mean, so what, they give you a fan support and your momentum goes up, your momentum goes up if you hit a move. Whoopee. That really, you know, I doubt that really helps that much. It probably
helped me a lot against the belly.
But, you know... And then, of course, fatigue boost. You get a burst of energy. You know, that happens. That's part of wrestling. But personally, I think there could be a lot to be added to the bag of tricks. That would be kind of cool. You know, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I just think, you know, the thing that I'm saying about the bag of tricks, though, is the fact that people, I mean, let's face it, we all want to win a USL, and we all want to win titles. We all want to do this and this. So 90% of the people that do bag of tricks, that live on bag of tricks, basically have their bag of tricks stocked with everything. Okay, in order for Kevin to make money, and I see their company making money doing this, Take out your power D's and bag of tricks. Leave the fatigue boost. Leave the fan supports. Take the power D's out. Put the power D's in the store. Purchase them with, okay, let's say the first one is $2 or so many coins. Okay, the second one, it goes up.
Judge,
the
what the fuck?
The more you buy, no, the more you buy, the more it goes up. I mean, let's face it.
You're going to make me go broke. What a dick.
I mean, it's something in the store that people can actually use. I mean, you get your clothing. Yeah, okay. You get a kendo stick. You get a tire. I mean, a chair or something. You can't use it. You just hold it. But you actually put something in the store that people can actually use in matches, like the Love Boost. The Love Boost went crazy whenever you could get them. People were
Jesus.
Buying them from other people because they could get them.
This is true.
But
this
if you
true.
Put Power D's in a store...
Wait a minute,
what?
How can
and
you buy
go
a
up?
Love... Wait a minute, whoa, Judge, whoa. How
what?
Couldn't someone buy a Love Boost? How can someone buy something
love
out of someone else's
Love Boost was in the store
tricks?
At one time. Love Boost was
okay,
in the store back when it first came out.
I thought you said
yeah,
the very first time.
Okay,
I thought you
could go in there and you could purchase them.
Sold. Yeah, that's how they were sold.
Yeah, and
but,
then
I mean,
for a while there, Love Boost, people were sending them back and forth, and I had like 30 of them just sitting there ready to get...
Yeah.
People were sending them
to
you.
It. How many people would be purchasing Power D's because, well, I need a Power D for this match. Well, okay, it's in the store. If you want it and it's going to cost you 10, if say it's going to cost you 10 Rasa bucks, okay, you're either going to have to purchase Rasa bucks. Well, I'm just saying, the more you buy, the more it goes up. So if you've purchased them
now, I disagree with that. I like your idea of buying Power D's out of the store. I could see that, but I don't think it should go up every time you buy one. I think it should be the same price. I mean, you know,
you have to sit it fairly high then. You have to sit it to a point where people won't just go and purchase them and stock them in their bag. Like if you put them in there for $2, people are going to spend, what do you get, 6 items in your bag, is that right? That'd be $12 that you're going to spend to put 6 Power D's in your bag. So you're looking at it like, okay, $2, I can watch 2 of those videos and I get a free Power D from them.
Can we charge people for more bag space? Like $50 for an extra spot or 50 wrestler bucks for 2 extra spots, you know what I mean? And it keeps going up from there, like what you're saying?
I mean, that's an idea too.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, you are a genius. And you got a sexy crawl to you.
Well, thank you.
No, I mean, it's different ways he can make money in the game as well as people benefit from it. I mean, you can actually have some people are bitching and complaining. There's nothing in the game that you can actually use. Okay, I go buy a shirt. Okay, I buy the weapon, but you can't use it in matches. But if you put Power D's in there, people will be like, hey, wait, I can actually use this in a match. So that's something actually beneficial for me to buy.
Also, can we have an option for hardcore rules matches? So that
that has been brought up for sure. A couple of us were all over it.
Yeah, we're definitely looking
what the
into
fuck?
That.
Why you gotta steal my thunder?
You weren't around. You were on one of your sabbaticals missing.
I was maternity leave or some shit like that. I'm back, though. We're good.
I mean, there's a lot in the game that
you
can do. And people, I mean, you know, like I said before, I said it, and I'll say it again, you're not going to be able to please everyone in the game, so you're just going to have to... Yeah, I've told him this before. You can't sit there and say, I'm going to please everyone in the game, because there's no way.
No.
And no matter what you do, if you give people 20 Russell bucks just for, say, okay, here, everybody gets 20 Russell bucks, people are going to complain, wait, I want 30, or I want 40, or I want more.
I always.
So, I mean, they're just going to complain about anything. So you got to look at it in the long run of, you know, this is a business. And you
well,
you're going
to give them out, I want 25
money,
so I can invest them in my company.
You're going to have to, yeah, you want 25.
Well, that's what it costs. To add a division or title, it costs 25.
Well, that's true. It does. That does cost more.
So I want 25 so I can put it right back in my company and do something with them.
Is there
at least
a way
I got
that,
a plan.
I don't know how you would do it, but is there a way that company owners could get reimbursed wrestler bucks for doing good, for getting a lot of people in their company, or for getting a lot of activity, they get a wrestler buck, or they get a few wrestler bucks here and there each month, or whatever, you know, like a kickback program?
Well, when they get to it, and I know it's going to be farther down the list. The thing I'd love to see come back for company owners is something as basic as the T-shirts.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely on the agenda. There's
something even
the
that basic.
Are less, well, you know what? The T-shirts are actually an easy thing, I think, because there's already a path for that. It's just a matter of reactivating it and making
sweet.
Sure that
I want
that
a T-shirt with a dildo on it that says Misfits. You got
well,
me.
No. The answer to that is no.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I told him I wanted a shirt with a dildo on it that said Misfits. You got fucked.
No, we can't use that. We can't use the dildo.
No, and you can't use that F word either. Sorry.
What
that,
the
that's
fuck?
Why that's why you do what I do.
Which is
give your secret out more than that.
Well, he can look at anything I've wrote anyway and see it. FVCK.
Oh.
He can look at anything I write and see it, so it's not like it's a secret.
He's obviously speaking Spanish.
Yes.
FVCK. I think it means hello.
Well, for Mordrin, that kind of is hello.
No,
it more often.
I just think that, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can make money in this game and a lot of things. I mean, people are going to support it that want to see it advance.
I got a good idea for sure.
It's just going to take time. And like I said the other day on radio, things aren't going to happen overnight, but people are going to freak out. Oh, I want it happening now. I want it happening now. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just people, you know, being used to being spoiled.
Well, yeah. And you know, it's internet time.
I know you
well,
can't call it like that,
spoiled.
But I sure can.
It could be people that are just fed up. They've waited so long. Now they want something to happen, you know? It's not necessarily they're spoiled. They're just, they've had enough, and they want to see results.
Well, no, I agree. Right. There are some people in that boat, but 9 out of 10 people here, and as a whole, they're used to gimme, and it gets given to them.
Right. Well, maybe in the olden days. I mean, because certainly over the past year, I don't think there's been a lot of things done recently.
There hasn't been anything done.
Yeah, so that's part of it.
Except for Amadeus's mom coming on.
In any case.
Oh, my word. I've gotten like 10 messages. Was that really your mom? Yes, it really was my mom.
Can I see a picture to
really
put her face to the voice?
Yeah, no.
What's her name? I will Facebook stalk her. What's her name?
No. My word, stop. No.
Mrs.?
No.
Mrs. Amadeus.
Mrs. Amadeus.
Mrs. Amadeus, yeah.
Well, she might be Mrs.
Not
Mrs.
Like
Mrs. Amadeus.
Mrs. Golden Haya.
Okay, I admit it. My mom is Sasha Camaro.
poor Caden.
I have to go.
I just destroyed.
I seriously have to brush my teeth with the end of a shotgun. I swear to God I do.
You have, again, with Sasha, have made someone speechless. I mean, Caden's just like not able to talk.
I wanna gag and vomit. I wanna go vomit right now.
Go vomit.
Go vomit, gagging and vomiting at the same time, simultaneously.
Is that like a Brad Pitt's new wife's name?
Come and give me a kiss, big boy.
Yeah, can we ban Sasha for Camaro?
I heard her say a racial slur. Does that work?
What?
What?
Make a ticket.
Oh, wow. Well, guys,
but I
think it's fun, but I think I'm going to call it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're calling it a night. We're going to Minecraft. We're going to Minecraft.
Yeah, I gotta get up early in the morning.
All right, folks, this has been RAWF Happy Hours. Kevin, thank you for calling in, and once again,
thank you
for making our night.
I'm
and everybody else, Morgan.
Yes, thanks, Mom. I appreciate it. I'm never going to hear the end of it. But
love you, Mom.
REWF Happy Hours, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you all next week. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
See you guys. Have a good night.